I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're moving towards the conference championship games here in college football. We had the latest college football playoff reveal. The rankings came out a few hours ago. And we're going to have some teams in. We're going to have some teams out. To break it down and give us a full perspective on what we might be watching to close the year and into the beginning of the season, with at least the playoff, it's time to join us, or it's time to talk to Brandon Marcello, joining us from 24/7 Sports. Brandon, happy to have you here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, man?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time. Florida State occupying that fourth spot back in the playoff. I guess we can go ahead and start there. How surprised, not surprised, are you that they are back in the mix?
Not too surprised. You know, Ohio State losing allows them to get back in that top four. And it, I think, you know, we talk about clarity. The clarity that was provided in these rankings this week was these undefeated teams remaining in the Power Five. If they win, they're in the playoff. So there is just no way they're going to keep Florida State out of the playoff if they win in the ACC championship. No matter what the margin of victory is, they have already slotted them at fourth for being undefeated. And come next week, they'll still be in there if they beat Louisville.
Okay. Now, looking right above them at Washington, we know that they're going to go out there and take on Oregon. I know you just mentioned margin of victory as it relates to FSU. We know it was a slim margin of victory by three when Washington went out there and beat them earlier this season. What do you think happens with those slots or that slot in that Pac-12 title game? Is there any chance that we're going to see both of them in, or are we going to have to only look at one of them?
Just one of them. I think that's the play-in game of the weekend. It's the win and in, and lose and you're out for either team. Oregon, of course, their only loss being to Washington, yet they go into this game, what, a 9.5-point favorite, because it's very clear this Oregon team has improved week to week, while Washington's production, particularly on offense, has slowed down a little bit. They've gotten out by the skin of their teeth in a couple of games. So, no matter what, if you win this game, if you're Washington, you're in. You stay undefeated, you're in. Oregon, if you win it, you win a championship, which the committee weighs heavily. If you win your conference title, in addition to how they've been playing lately, and your one loss is to a team that heading into the week was already in the top four, and considering their other victories against top 25 teams, Oregon would certainly be in with a win. But no matter what, the loser in this game is out.
Now, Brandon Marcello is joining us here from 24/7 Sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We saw what took place over the weekend between Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan now has an opportunity to look at Harbaugh coaching back on the sidelines. They'll go out there, take on Iowa. I don't expect too many points, at least in that one. Well, what are your thoughts on what took place this past Saturday, and how does that bode for Michigan moving forward?
Yeah, you know, as far as the immediate future, I still think that Michigan, obviously, they've got to win to get in. They lose to Iowa, they're out of the playoff picture. But moving forward, it's going to be interesting to see how this team reacts with Jim Harbaugh on the sideline. And is there any differences as far as some in-game adjustments? It's very hard to tell that week to week, but you'll be able to get that after the game, talking to the coaches and talking to players. What was different about what was going on in that game? But again, maybe we won't really get all that much from this because – listen, Iowa just gets blown out in these games. They just do. In fact, I mean, the Big Ten East just does what it does. So I see this as one where Michigan's probably going to cruise, and we're going to talk about Michigan, whether they're the number one team in the country or not, even though I think the committee will probably keep them at number two as long as Georgia wins their SEC championship game.
Brandon Marcello joining us to deviate from the playoff talk for a minute here. Win, lose, what do you think the future is between Michigan and Harbaugh? This man has been flirting openly with the NFL for the past few seasons. He's been suspended twice, beginning of this season, the end of the year. How long is he sticking around here?
If he's going to leave, it's going to happen this year, not only because of what's going on, but because of what they're losing offensively and defensively. I think also he's got some staffers on that staff that are, one, they're getting looks at head coaching gigs right now, including his running backs coach, Mike Hart at Indiana, is being interviewed there here soon. This is kind of the year for them to win the national championship and for him to kind of ride off in the sunset, maybe finally go to the NFL. Because as you said, listen, he has been flirting with everything. And say what you will about that and what he could say, whatever he wants about it, but it's clear that if presented the right opportunity, he's going to go back to the NFL. And the timing probably just is right, considering how good they are this year. And, of course, all the off-the-field drama and controversy there, does he really want to stay dealing with that and having that headache and that cloud hanging over him for the next several years at Michigan? I think that'll weigh heavily on him. And if the right position comes open and then the NFL shows the interest, I think he will leave.
Yeah, and we know the NCAA notorious for taking forever when it comes out to doling out punishments. Who knows? That might be lurking somewhere down the line as well. I wouldn't blame him there. As it relates to Ryan Day, yeah, he had to go ahead and take the L and go home in Columbus, and people are ticked at him. Much to do about nothing when it comes to his job security, or is that a realistic worry?
Yeah, I think it's much ado about nothing. You know, there's been comparisons to the previous Ohio State, you know, coach there when they were struggling to beat Michigan. They were winning a bunch of games, but they were struggling to beat Michigan back in the mid-90s. But it was different because Michigan was ranked lower, much lower than Ohio State in those games. And not only were they losing to their rival, they were getting upset. We're talking about a game here between two equally matched programs that are both kind of top five, top 10 worthy. And that changes things a little bit. And I know that the microscope is so much more focused on the here and now, and you got to get this done and do this. I will say this, you lose four straight years, then I think you start having those conversations, because no one out there in any of these top tier rivalries, Iron Bowl, et cetera, can lose four straight games of those rivalries and not be on the hot seat the next season. So it'll be interesting to watch next year. Calm down now, but next year it'll be a problem.
I would think so. Four in a row is the golden sombrero nobody wants. Brandon Marcello joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Speaking of not four in a row, trying to go three in a row, Georgia's sitting here at number one. I've had people calling me for weeks about how Alabama is going to march on to the SEC championship game and use that as the springboard into the playoff. I don't think so. I worry if it would be an ass-whooping, but that's just me sitting here in Georgia. What are your thoughts on Alabama's chances, and what do you think about Georgia going out there and getting three in a row?
I just want to question, you know, Nick Saban's magic. I mean, he's 8-0 in the SEC championship game. He's beaten Georgia there when they maybe shouldn't have, when we thought Georgia was on the rise.
Yeah.
This could be a close game, but I still have issues with Alabama's defense, especially in the back end and the secondary. And counting on Jalen Milroe to have to deliver week after week, and especially down the stretch, is difficult. It's a difficult ask. And he has responded very well in those situations against LSU, and, of course, last week against Auburn with a tremendous 4th-and-31 play. But against Georgia, against that defense, much, much different compared to LSU's terrible defense and Auburn deciding to rush, what, three guys and give him 15 seconds to throw the ball. I don't even want to predict this game because Saban's history in it. Having said that, there's still a road there for Georgia to get in the playoff, even if they lose. But it's difficult to me. They would need Florida State and Texas probably to lose their title games in their conferences, and then probably need some help elsewhere. But right now it's going to be interesting that even if Alabama were to win, do they get into the playoff picture? Are they in the playoff? Listen, that, you know, the SEC's never really been left out of it for their conference champion, but there's the Texas question. Texas owns the head-to-head against them. Texas is currently ranked ahead of Alabama.
Yeah.
If Texas wins the Big 12 title, should Texas still be ahead of Alabama in the rankings? Well, the counter-argument to that would be, well, Alabama's got the best victory in all of college football this year. They're the one team that has the victory against the number one team in the country, and that being Georgia, in addition to their other resume wins after that loss in week two against Texas. And both teams have obviously changed since that time. So that's the most interesting scenario to me in all this. Not about Ohio State and everything they need, but the Alabama and Texas question, if it comes down to that for the committee.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will be the margin of victory. I think if it's played close, I don't think we see Alabama in. If it's not, then, let's see what magic occurs. That's going to be the game that I'm definitely going to stay tuned on. As an overall, who do you see getting in? Who do you think is going to walk away with the national championship?
That's a great question. I hate to say it, but what if we just get chalk this week? I think we're going to get chalk. I think it's going to be the top four teams that are in right now. You know, in fact, this is a fantastic piece of stats that in history that a colleague of mine looked up at ESPN, David Hale. The top eight teams ranked in the AP polls this year are a combined 89-7 this year. And get this, those seven losses are against teams that were ranked number 13 or higher. So no team ranked lower than 14th has beaten one of the top eight teams this year. So you're looking at one of the most clear-cut, chalkish seasons we've had in 20 years. And why do we think that's going to not be the case in these conference championship games? We can go with history, like I said, with Alabama and their 8-0 record in Atlanta in the SEC championship game. And, you know, what if Michigan stumbles with all the stuff going around the program there, you know, but history shows us we just don't really ever have chaos. We never really have had chaos in the final weekend on championship week in the playoff era. And for that matter, in this season, when everything was as heavy as it was up top, why do we think that's going to change overnight this week?
We're going to find out in a couple of days. Brandon Marcello joining us here, CBS Sports Radio. To kind of wrap things up, an unrelated question to the playoff. A little surprising news today about Mr. Petrino. What say you about this return as an OC?
You know, it's interesting. I'm an Arkansas guy. I'm an Arkansas alum. I live about 10 minutes from the stadium, actually. And when I started hearing these murmurs earlier today, I couldn't believe it. And it was almost like a trial balloon, similar to the Mark Stoops stuff at Texas A&M this weekend. It kind of went up, and it's like seeing how everybody reacted. And for the most part, Arkansas fans were pretty happy about it. And then a couple hours later, it was, hey, the deal's getting done. We're finalizing it. And so, interesting times. Listen, the offense wasn't all that great at Texas A&M this year. Mm-hmm. But Bobby Petrino is a fantastic play caller. I think he's going to be much better than what they had this past year at Arkansas with Dan Enos. But, man, the dynamic of him coming back here is going to be so interesting. He was back in Fayetteville a year ago, coaching Missouri State as their head coach, and almost beat top 10 then Arkansas. He was leading them by double digits going into the fourth quarter before they lost. And, you know, even then the reaction was kind of mixed among the fan base as he walked off the field. But now that he's back in one of their own, as long as they win games, they'll be happy about it. But having said that, it's still going to be very entertaining to watch because there will always be something to talk about with Bobby Petrino back on the hill in Fayetteville.
And he can't ride a motorcycle no more, right? He don't have no license.
Well, listen, I know he used to back in his day here. There's a thing called the Pig Trail here. It's this beautiful road, a kind of old highway that goes up the hills and everything. And he used to ride his motorcycle on that, and In fact, I think it was the same exact row where he had that crash. I bet he tries to avoid that this go around.
I hope so, and I hope he avoids taking anybody with him, but that's a different conversation. Hey, Brandon, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Brandon Marcello has been here with us from 24/7 Sports. Where can people follow and keep up with you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter or X, at BMarcello, and all other social media, at Brandon Marcello, and go to 247sports.com.
I appreciate it. How about we do another go-around next week?
Sounds good.
Good deal. Thank you so much to Brandon Marcello for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.